Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Jonah chapter 3, verse 3. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now, obviously, this could have happened in Jonah chapter 1, verse 3, and this book would be completely different in the Bible. But after a journey to the sea and into the belly of a fish, Jonah is delivered from the consequences of his sin. And God says, now go to Nineveh, what I told you to do in the beginning. In verse 3 says, Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. And when I read that verse, I just think, I so want that to be the commentary of my life. Don't you? And just put your name in there. So Jonah arose. So David arose. And so just put your name in there, arose and went according to the word of the Lord. Everything I do, everything you do would be according to God's word. I think about praying through this chapter specifically when I was making a significant decision in my life and just saying, God, I just want to do whatever you want me to do. Help me to do whatever you want me to do. And I think right now, today, I want the same. God, I want to do whatever you want me to do. I want to live today according to your word. I want the commentary of my life. I want to hear you say, God, well done, good and faithful servant. You did what I told you to do. Oh, God, I pray for this in my life, and we pray for this in each of our lives today. Help us to do according to your word, to live in obedience to your word and your spirit today, to live as Jesus would live in us, to think like you, Jesus, to desire what you desire, to speak in ways that glorify you, and to walk according to your word, to run from sin and temptation, to live in holiness, and to proclaim the gospel, to share the good news of your grace, to do what you told us to do, to make disciples of the nations. God, we pray that this would be the commentary of our lives, however you lead us. God, we confess as we pray for unreached people every day that we have not done this. We've not done according to your word. We've not, as your church, made disciples among the nations. There's 3 billion people who have little to no knowledge of the gospel. God, forgive us. We've not lived our lives according to your word, your clear command to make disciples of the nations. So we pray that you would help us to change the way we live and pray and give and go. God, we pray today for the Kurds of Turkey, 6.3 million Kurdish people in Turkey. God, we pray for the spread of the gospel to them. We pray for your anointing and your power and your help and your strength, your boldness over brothers and sisters, the small number of them in the church across Turkey. God, we pray for their building up in every way. And we pray for the spread of the gospel through them, for more laborers to come alongside them. God, we pray for the Kurdish people of Turkey that they would hear your word, just like Nineveh would hear your word in Jonah chapter 3. And they would receive your mercy, just like Nineveh received your mercy. God, may it be so among them, among the nations of the world, among people right around us, receiving your mercy because we as your people are living, doing, acting, speaking according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray, according to Jonah chapter 3, verse 3, make this the commentary of our lives, we pray, that we obeyed your word. Amen.